Oh, but people want to touch the stuff. They want to smell it, see if it smells like, you know, mold or cat urine, or they want to look in the crevices of the box. Guys, it does not matter. Once the business started to go online, everyone followed. Hey gang, Kevin Godfrey here with the EstateSold.com podcast edition. Today, I'm going to be talking about my number one piece of advice for people launching an online estate sale business here in 2020. So what I'm seeing on a lot of boards out there are that liquidators are, because they have no choice, getting into online estate sales, okay? Now, they are doing so begrudgingly, perhaps. They are doing so dipping their toes in the water. They're not going full in. And most of the sentiment that I'm seeing out there is, yes, I'm doing online sales. Yes, I'm making sales. Yes, I'm building out my business, or I'm able to pay the bills during all of the craziness out there. But, dot, 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 I cannot wait until traditional on-site sales come back so I can get back into business as usual. Now, while that might be your mindset, I want you to understand that that might not be the mindset of the customers. It might not be the mindset of the clients. People, you know, and even if customers are texting you or calling you, oh, I can't wait to get back here. Listen, I guarantee you there is a substantial percentage of people that don't want to jump right back into a house with 100 people in it, or wait online with 50 people in it at 5 in the morning. And I guarantee you there are homeowners that are gonna say, yes, we are now legally able to do an estate sale, but who's going to disinfect the entire house at the end of every night, or at the end of the sale, or every time you have, you know, people come in and take pictures, right? Are you going to pay that labor, right? So you have to think beyond your needs and your want and your hopes. Okay, you have to realize that online estate sales are going to be a percentage of your business going forward. Now, what percentage is up to you? When I first started doing estate sales, it was a 20-80. 20% online, 80% traditional. Now, at this point, it has completely flipped for me. I'm 80% online, 20% traditional. But being in New York, I am now, of course, 0% traditional and pretty much 0% online as well, actually, because, you know, we really can't even have the pickups and all of that stuff. And it's just, it's honestly not worth it to me. But what I want you to understand is that if you are going into online estate sales right now, I want you to do so with the end game in mind, and that is to incorporate this as part of your ongoing business model. So put things in place now that you can build upon, that you can scale upon in the near future, because most people are going to get a taste for this. Just like every other industry in the world slowly moves online, and then once it gets a taste of it, it snowballs. You know, for one of the examples that I use is that storage auctions, like the storage wars that I was, you know, a consultant on. They've been around for 30 years, you know, 40 years. People go to auctions, they bid, they win the unit, they put the lock on it, and then they dig the garbage out, and then they haul it away, right? Every single person that has been doing that for 20, 30 years said there is no way in hell that that will ever go online. And now at least 80% of all storage auctions are online. Okay, it has completely transformed the industry within the last 3 years. And people say, well, but people want to touch the stuff. They want to smell it, see if it smells like, you know, mold or cat urine, or they want to look in the crevices of the box. Guys, it does not matter. Once the business started to go online, everyone followed, okay? Now, almost all of the big players are online, and that is what's going to happen to estate sales. And it was going to happen eventually, but this is pushing it that way. So don't go in by dipping your toe. And don't necessarily go all in either, but at least go in with the foresight that you will eventually have this as a percentage of your business. Now, that is the big, big piece of advice that I want to give you, all right? Now, whether you make this as a standalone portion of your business with a different name, a different brand, a different logo, that's up to you, Okay, that's what I did at first because I didn't want to dilute the brands. I eventually combined them, all right, into one entity, and then I obviously changed it to a completely different platform. But if I were you, I would try using your name, add the word online estate sales to it, you know, get the domain name with your estate sale company with online estate sales, you know, play around with it, and then find a platform that works for you and will work for your buyers and your sellers. Okay, so stay tuned to the next episode. I'm not really sure exactly what I'm going to talk about, but I think it's going to be the three reasons that online estate sales are going to work or not work for you. The number one way to fix the most common mistake is what 100% changed the way I do online estate sales and transform my business within 30 days once I started implementing it. So it's a big tip. So thanks for listening, everybody, and I hope to see you on the next one.